Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning, folks, and welcome again to Apex Church Online. It's fantastic to have you with us. I'm sure, like me, we would rather be meeting in this church and sharing together and meeting one another and doing church together. But, you know, today we are thankful that we can do what we do just now and we can do church in our homes. It's a wee bit different, but we're thankful that we can do it. And today we just want to give thanks as well to James Campbell for doing the fantastic job that he's already done in leading us in a time of praise and worship. You know, I've said many times before, let us never take for granted the gifts and the talents that we have in our church. It's fantastic to see them. And you know, we just want to take the opportunity just now and can I ask, hey, let's just encourage James and the team. Just put some comments in, whether onto your browser, just to encourage them this morning. The team that works behind the scenes, and also the worship team who every week come down to do the recordings, just ready for today. So with a massive thank you for them, and thank you again, James, for leading us in that amazing time together today. Now, last week, Pastor Daniel opened our series on Healthy Me, a new series that we are going to be looking at on Apex Online, but we'll also be looking at it as part of our life groups that happen midweek. And let me just ask, if you are not part of a life group, hey, please take the opportunity to think about it. Life groups are a fantastic way of doing life with others in the church. It's a great way of staying connected. It's a great way of getting support and just networking with others. So if you're not part of a life group, can I invite you to think about it and just get in touch with one of the pastors or some of the leadership team and we'll get you plugged in to a life group somewhere. Last week, as I say, Pastor Dan led us in their new series that we're going to be looking at called Healthy Me. You know, when we speak about healthy me, there are so many parts to it, so many aspects to being a healthy person and being healthy physically and also mentally. You know, it's the wee image that's coming up on the screen just now that shows the healthy me wheel. It speaks about physical health, emotional health, spiritual, financial, relational and vocational. There's so many more, right? And I'm not going to try and cover everything this morning because we just don't have the time to do it. But can I also take the time just now to just be sensitive to those who are maybe at this moment, due to all the situations that we're facing and all the restrictions and things like that that are going on, can I just be sensitive to you this morning and just say, God loves you, God is with you, and God can take you through this. Just trust him. He's with you. He's with you every step of the way. And he will carry you through. So if you are struggling with anything this morning, if you would like us to pray with you, hey, please get in touch with us. We would love to get alongside and just support you in whatever you are going through at this time. When we speak about well-being, I was asked to speak today on vocational well-being. Now, before you reach for the buttons on your computer and switch it off and say, this doesn't apply to me, I just wanted to take the chance to say vocational well-being is something that applies to each one of us. You know, I don't know what you think about vocational well-being when you hear that term and that terminology, but you know, it applies to us in so many ways. It doesn't only mean when we're working. Work can be paid. It can be a volunteer job that you're doing. You could be volunteering to help or support somebody. It's a vocation. So your wellness is important and your well-being is important in there. You know, as I was looking to prepare for today, I love the wee definitions that there are on the internet, and there's a number of these things in the go just now. But there was one that really narrowed it down and really took the focus on to what vocational well-being is. And the definition given was it's a gaining personal satisfaction from our efforts in career or voluntary work while maintaining a healthy life balance. You've maybe heard that kind of statements at work, right? And I don't make any apologies again for mentioning it here this morning. But it's so important that we keep that balance. When we think about vocational well-being, it applies to so many areas of our life. Just to unpack it a wee bit this morning, what is vocational well-being? It's that sense of satisfaction, that sense of fulfillment, feeling valued, using your skills or knowledge and experience for a particular task. It can be that sense of helping others, doing what we love, making a difference. It's that sense of happiness, setting and achieving targets. Yes, that is something that helps some people who are quite driven. And living within our values. Vocational well-being is a massive, massive subject. And as I say, time does not allow me to go through all of these topics this morning. But you know, I just wanted to focus on one or two and just focus on what's at the heart of some of these things. And really, by focusing on them, helping us to build our foundation for living life well. You know, I look at one of those subjects that I mentioned just now, making a difference. I know in my own experience, a number of years ago, I worked for a national company. It was quite a large company that I was part of. And within that company, I was part of a small team of about 25. That team achieved so much. We set out, it was a project that we were asked to do, and we went out there and we fought that, and we achieved so much as a team together. We built relationships, we built friendships, and you know, there was so much enjoyment in what we were doing. I remember one day we was asked to go down to Manchester to a meeting with our senior managers, which we did, and the management team, one of the first things that they said to us was, how are you guys doing it? Where does the passion come from? Where's the enthusiasm coming from? Where's the drive to achieve all these results? I remember the manager looking at me, and I stood up and I said, well, for me, it's that feeling of making a difference. It's that feeling of getting alongside other people and supporting them and helping them to learn and develop in the role that they are playing in the company. I remember it went around the room, and one by one, the team stood up and said, making a difference, making a difference. It's making a difference that helps us, and that's what drives us and moves us forward. The senior manager looked on. He said, guys, I want another reason. I want another reason why you're doing this. But you know, the truth was, that was the heart of it. But you know, that team was built on making a difference. The foundation there was that sense of unity, that sense of moving forward together as one team and working and achieving what we were setting out to do. Not long after that meeting, we were in the situation that the company restructured and the team was disbanded. It was broken up to different places. I remember that team that was bubbling with enthusiasm and bubbling with excitement at what it was doing and really achieving all these results. Within the space of weeks, it came from that to individuals who were really quite sad because of the change that had taken place and because of what we had lost. You see, for them, the foundation was being together. That foundation was gone, and that sense of feeling valued and that sense of making a difference disappeared with it. And you know, why do I share that this morning? When we think about vocational well-being, we can build our lives and our jobs, but jobs change. Hey, we just know what's happening just now and the scenarios that many people are facing, from working at home to some people being unfortunately in furlough or laid off and looking for other jobs. The job market is a difficult place to be just now, and when we look at our vocational well-being, there can be so many challenges that are around about that. But what I wanted to share with you this morning is when we think about vocational well-being, we need to have our foundations. And when we look at Scripture, and when we look at how God wants to be part of our vocation and want to be part of our well-being, we can see that there are many things in there that we can build that foundation on. That foundation is Christ. That foundation is Jesus, who has done the work for us already. And we can build our hope and our future on him. You know, when we build our hope and future on Jesus, it doesn't matter what happens with our job, because our certain future is secure in knowing who holds the future for us. What I wanted to look at this morning was the terms called plans, purposes, and calling. You know, plans, purposes, and calling is a wonderful term, okay? We can look at that, we can look at that phrase and think, well, hey, we can make plans, we can make purposes, but then we think about calling, and we automatically think, well, maybe that's got something to do with God, right? And it's true. There is a big difference between plans, purposes, and calling. We can make plans. God can give us purpose. When God calls us, he calls us to a task specifically for him. When we are called, we always point back to the Heavenly Father and always give glory to him. You know, there's a wonderful passage that we read in Proverbs 19, verse 21. And it reads this, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Hey friends, how many of us have made plans over the past year, maybe plans for this year, and how many of those plans have we had to change? But you know, the purpose that God has for our lives, it doesn't change. And let's say a loud amen to that. It's so important for us to know God has a plan for us. He's got a purpose. He's got a future. He wants to be part of our work life. He wants to be part of our vocation. And he wants to be part of our well-being. You know, there's another passage that we read in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It's a passage I'm sure it will be known to many already. And it reads this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You know, that's often when we read this scripture, we stop. But you know, there's a part that leads on from that. And it reads this, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." You know, it's a wonderful truth, right? If we are seeking God, we will find him, and he will be there to lead us and take us to the next steps and the plans and purposes that he's got for us. Often think nowadays, again, we're so used to buying ready meals from a superstore and taking it home and putting it in the microwave 5 minutes later, and we sit with a meal. The cooks who are sitting watching this will say, hey, it's nothing like a good home-cooked meal. And hey, it's true. There is nothing like a good home-cooked meal. But you know, to do that, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes us to push in. It takes us to learn how to cook. It takes us to learn how to present that meal. And when we do that, it's so much better. God's got plans and purposes for us. Let us take that next step and seek him and press in to what he has got for us. You know, there's another part that I want to look at this morning before we think about our vocational well-being. And that is taking time to grow. You know, we've been working through a wee book just this past while called 252. It's a book written by Dr. John Andrews. It's a fantastic book, and it leads you on an amazing journey. So if you're looking for some good reading, can I recommend that to you? But it picks up on a passage from the book of Luke. When we think about growing, I just love this wee passage that's there. So just to set the context of this, Jesus was about 12 and it was when he went missing down at the temple. And we pick up the passage here and it reads this. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Friends, Jesus had a vocation. Jesus was a carpenter. You know, it's some of the things that we can miss out. When we think about Jesus and his life, 90% of his life, Jesus was a carpenter. We read about the 3 years of Jesus' work that he did in the Bible, and it's an amazing work that he's done. But you know, Jesus took time to grow. And that is something that we all need to do. If we want to think about our vocational well-being, hey, I think of how the journey that I've been on in my vocation, my career. I would have come out of the college after learning so much thinking, hey, I'm ready to conquer the world. But the truth is, I'd only learned what the college was wanting to teach me. I had still to learn how that panned out in real life in the industry that I work in. I needed to take time to grow. And when we take that time to grow, we build up our experience, we build up our knowledge, and here it leads us to so much more. But in that, we also get wisdom. And that's the important thing that we all need. We all need more wisdom. You know, there's another key part to vocational well-being that I wanted to share with you. And that is taking time to rest. Now friends, I'll put both hands up here. I am the number one offender at forgetting to take time to rest, just keeping going and keeping on going. My wife is always saying, Steve, you've got to slow down a bit. But you know, the truth is, if we don't take time to rest, right, we start to go off the boil. We start to do things that we wouldn't normally do. Well, maybe respond to things in a certain way that we wouldn't normally do it. And things just start to happen the wrong way. If we don't take rest, those feelings of being undervalued will start to come back. That feeling of running out of energy, running out of drive, the sense of the tank emptying that never seems to get filled. No, friends, we need to take time to rest. We spoke about Jesus just 5 minutes ago, and I just love the parts in the scripture where we read that after, at the end of the day, Jesus went away and he took time to be with the Father. You know, I always think of those passages and I always think, I wonder what he said to him. I would love to have been there and just to hear the word of Jesus and how he poured out his heart to our Heavenly Father. But you know, it's something that you can do. It's something that I can do, and it's something that we all need to do more. God wants to be part of our lives. You know, so many times I've heard people saying, almost trying to live separate lives. You've got your vocation, your career going down one path, and then after that, when we go home, well, that's my Christian life. The truth is, the paths cross, and when the paths cross, that's when we see the plans and purposes coming through, and that's where we see God making a massive difference in what we do in our day-to-day lives. You know, when we think about taking time to rest, if we don't do that, we get the wee dashboard that comes up in the screen just now, and you can look at all the dials and you think, well, all the dials are going to zero. I wonder if that's how you feel just now. If it is, I want you to join in the reading of this passage. It's a passage that was shared with me just in the middle of last year by a pastor from the south of Scotland. Just, he didn't know the situation that I was in, how busy I was, but he just said he felt he needed to share it. And it's one that I've held on to since, because there's so much truth in there. The passage comes from the Message paraphrase, and actually Pastor Dan mentioned it last week. They are the words of Jesus, but the Message paraphrase puts it like this. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, come to Jesus, get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. You know, I just love that passage and that thought of learning that unforced rhythms of grace. You know, for so many of us, and I've been guilty of this at some time, but you just get into this mode where you just feel you've got to keep working and keep working and keep working. We can't work ourselves into heaven. But as a term that we use in the northeast of Scotland, you can work yourself into the ground. And you know, that's not what God wants. God wants us walking with him. So let us just learn more about that. You know, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he came and he died for every single one of us. He died for you. In the situation that you face just now, he died for you. Our Heavenly Father sent his Son as a Savior to this world. And what a wonderful hope that we have with each one in the knowledge that Jesus has got us in his hands. As I've said, when we think about our vocational well-being, so many times I've heard people and seen people almost living two separate lives. Can I encourage you today? Hey, when you invite Jesus into your life, it's not just for a small part, it's for it all. Let Jesus come in, let him work through your life, and you'll be amazed at what he starts to do and the things that start to happen. But I'm mindful this morning that there may be some who are watching this who don't know Jesus as their own personal Savior. And you know, if you want that, all that you need to do is just say a simple prayer. And when you say that simple prayer, you will have that hope, that truth, that Jesus will come into your life today. So if you want to say that prayer, why don't you join with me just now? And just pray these words, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this world. Thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do. Lord, we come to you and we're sinners. And we just ask that you would forgive us for the sins that we have committed. Lord Jesus, come into our lives. Make our lives new. For we ask it in your holy and precious name. Amen. But you know, there's something else that I want to share with you this morning, friends. Time is running out. But you know, I was just thinking of the situation that we are all facing just now. The situation that we are all in and the pressures and everything that are coming along with COVID and being locked down and everything that goes with that. And you know, Christians, it doesn't make us it's not susceptible to some of the stresses and the pressures that come along with that. We need to look after ourselves. We need to connect with the Father. Take time to rest. Take time to walk in those unforced rhythms of grace. Workers, if you're working from home, if you're homeschooling, right, you're maybe a full-time mother, a full-time father, a full-time carer. God wants to walk with you. Give your time to him. He wants to do an incredible work with you. You know, I heard a song that was released just last week. It was released by Hillsong Worship. And you know, I heard the song, and as soon as I heard it, I just heard the words, and I thought, we need to share that tonight. It's a song called Fresh Wind, and I just want to read to you just some of the verse and the chorus that is in there. If you're a Christian or today, let us just take the time just to pray these words through and just make them real to us and apply them to our lives. For hearts that burn with holy fear, purified in faith indeed, refiner's fire, strengthen what remains. We need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven, a holy anointing, the power of your presence. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Friends, can I invite you, Christians, let's seek him. Let's seek God in all our ways. He wants to be part of everything not just the small parts that we want to give. He wants to be part with you. He wants to do life with you. He wants to do business with each and every one of us. For us, we've got to allow him to do it and invite him in to do that. Friends, I trust that you've been blessed with what you've heard today. Well, I just wanted to take time just now just to pray for you in the situation that you are in and for what God is maybe saying to you in your life today. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our time together this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you that we've heard from it this morning. We thank you that your word has taught us that you have plans and purposes for us. We thank you that your word tells us that you love us. And we thank you that your word holds so much promises about our future and our hope because of what you have done for each one. Lord, we take time this morning to think of those who are facing maybe difficulties or challenges in life right now. Lord, you know their hearts. You know what's going on. Lord, we just pray for them and just ask that you would be very close to them. Lord, let the reality of you being a friend who sticks closer than a brother, Lord, just be all the more real to them right now. And Lord, we just pray that you would touch and you would bless in a special way. Lord, just help us, Lord, just to take the time with you. Help us to allow your spirit to come in and drive us forward to the plans, the purposes, and the calling that you have for our lives. Amen.